So it's so important to know some of these baseline metrics. What's your cost per lead? What's your customer acquisition cost? And what is your lifetime value? If we know our customer acquisition cost and we know our lifetime value, then we can understand what the CAC to lifetime value ratio is. In fact, this is probably one of the single most important metrics in business.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design.
All right, let's talk about marketing metrics. So last week, I introduced this idea of, we started talking about marketing plans, all right? So to go back for just a second, when we were talking about marketing plans, number one, we were talking about the budget that you have. And your marketing budget needs to be set by what your target revenue is for this year. So let's use some rough math. Obviously, I went to Auburn, so got to use some easy Auburn math here. Let's say the business last year in 2025 did $1 million. And then you set a 25% year-over-year growth target. So that means for this next coming year, at the time I'm recording this, let's say it's for 2026, you want to grow to 1.25 million. So 1,250,000, 25% year-over-year growth. And let's say that you have been spending or investing, I should say, 8% of your revenue to marketing. Well, the question is, do you set the 8% based on last year's $1 million target, or do you set it on this year's target? And the answer is, I didn't know this myself, but the answer is you actually set it on this year's target. Because if you set it on last year's target, it may be possible that you don't actually hit the $1,250,000 target that you have. So number one, when you're setting a marketing budget, you want to set it based on this year's target revenue. Number two, what percentage do you want to invest of that target revenue? Well, you heard me just mention 8%. You're somewhere going to be typically at least 5%, somewhere between 5 and 10% of your target revenue number. So if it's you're at a million and you want to invest 5%, so you're going to be somewhere around $50,000 in marketing that you're going to spend. Or if you're at 8%, you're going to be at 80,000. If you're at 10%, you're obviously going to be at 100,000. So somewhere in that range. And the more you want to grow, the more you have to do two things. You have to invest in people, but you also have to invest in marketing. It's ludicrous to say, I'm going to grow 26% this year, but I'm only going to invest 2%. I mean, has it happened? Clearly it's happened before, but it's not sustainable. It's not something that's going to be sustainable long-term. So you have to make the right amount of investment. So the second part of a marketing plan is, well, what's your marketing strategy? AKA, where are you going to invest the money? But also, where are you going to invest your time and energy? Some marketing doesn't actually cost money. It's just your effort or your team's effort. So when we talk about strategy, we're predominantly talking about where are you going to invest that $50,000 or $100,000. That's predominantly what we're talking about. But it also means where are you going to give time and energy and effort into as well. This week, we're talking about marketing metrics. Now, this could go very deep. And I debated before I started hitting record about how far should I go with this? Do I do a marketing metrics 101, or do you end up getting marketing metrics 201 or 301? Well, the purposes of this podcast, I'm going to try to keep it very simple. What is the most basic things that absolutely I feel are universal for small business owners for you to know? But if you would like to get a more comprehensive list of all of the different metrics that we have, I've got a tool for you. In fact, I've just got a template for you, and that is called Know Your Numbers. Now, I've actually done a podcast on this before, But if you would like to know what numbers you actually need to know in business, not just your marketing metrics, you can get that totally free. It's in my Above the Business toolkit. So just go to blueprintos.com/assets. And there you'll see the toolkit, and the Know Your Numbers template is inside the toolkit in my Above the Business Circle community. So I look forward to seeing you there. It's in Circle. You'll find it in the toolkit, and you can get access to the PDF, the Word document, or Google Doc, whatever suits your fancy. Okay, so what marketing metrics do we want to know? Well, number one is, what is the marketing budget? I was just actually today recording or doing a coaching session with a business owner that last year they were just under two. This year, their target is to hit 2.2 million. And I said, great, what's your marketing budget? He was like, I don't know. I think it's about 7%. So I did some quick math and said, okay, whatever 7% of 2.2 is. And he was like, I don't know. That doesn't seem right. You need to know what your marketing budget is. What is that number? Number two, you want to know, and we're going to talk about how to track all of this next week when we start talking about creating a marketing dashboard. So we'll get there next week. But number one, you want to know what your marketing budget is. Number two, you want to know your cost per lead. How much are you spending in marketing, and how many leads are you getting? Now, this is an important metric, but it's not honestly the most important metric. The most important metric that we're going to really want to know is, what is our customer acquisition cost? Now, there's two different ways to calculate a customer acquisition cost, or in short, is called CAC. Number one, you can calculate it on a marketing customer acquisition cost. So you just take a look at, how much did we spend in marketing for the year, and how many new customers did we sell? That's a marketing customer acquisition cost. There's also one that is a total or an all-encompassing customer acquisition cost that takes into things like your commissions for your sales team. That's a loaded customer acquisition cost. That's often the one that Alex Hormozi is talking about as well. But if you talk to just marketers, they want to know, how much did you spend in marketing? Let's say $100,000. How many customers did you get in spending that $100,000? And that will give you a marketing customer acquisition cost. Well, then that begs the question of, well, what is a correct customer acquisition cost? Is it $200? Is it $1,000? Is it $10,000? It depends on your business, and it depends on the value of your customers. And that leads me to one of the third marketing metrics that you need to know. You need to know what the lifetime value of a client or a customer is for you. If you're in a business that has recurring revenue, say like an insurance agency, when you have a customer that's paying you that first year, you're going to make, let's say that customer pays $3,000 and you make $300 off of that customer. Well, the good thing about a business like that is you get that customer for several years. And if you keep that customer, say, for 5 years, that customer is worth to you $1,500. The absolute baseline, the most you can spend to acquire a customer, the most in any business, is a third of the lifetime value. I'll say that again. If a customer is worth $1,500 to you, the most you could spend to acquire that customer is $500. We don't want to even get close to that. So what's a kind of good rule of thumb that we want to go off of? 10-to-1. 10-to-1. If a customer is worth $1,500, you really want to be able to spend about $150 to acquire that customer. If that's the case, that typically allows you to be able to scale. So my question is, what's your lifetime value? What is your customer acquisition cost? And what is your cost per lead? One of my favorite shows for a long time is Shark Tank. And what do they say? Typically, there's a product businesses, not all the time, but oftentimes they are. They will ask questions like, what does it cost you to build, to make this water bottle? What does it cost you to fulfill? But they'll also ask, what is your customer acquisition cost? And it's so important that they know it. If it's so important that it's on Shark Tank, it's so important for us to be able to know, because it costs a lot of money to scale a business. See, I used to think that growth equaled profit, but I come to find out over the years, growth eats profit. The more that you want to grow, the more you have to invest in people and in marketing. And at least initially, whenever you do that, it has a downward pressure on profit. And so it's so important to know some of these baseline metrics. What's your cost per lead? What's your customer acquisition cost? And what is your lifetime value? If we know our customer acquisition cost and we know our lifetime value, then we can understand what the CAC to lifetime value ratio is. In fact, this is probably one of the single most important metrics in business. And again, if you're a follower of Alex Hormozi and his YouTube video, he talks about this metric a ton, and with good reason. It is arguably the most important metric when it comes to growing and scaling a business. Where does your LTV, lifetime value, to CAC ratio? What's your lifetime value to CAC ratio? And that goes back to that, is it 3-to-1 or 10-to-1? We want to at least be 10-to-1. That's what we want to shoot for. And if we can be more than that, even better. I hope this served you this week. There are so many other marketing metrics to be able to know. And if you would like to get access to that and several other business metrics, I have a tool called Know Your Numbers. Go to blueprintos.com/assets. And you can get access to my Above the Business toolkit, that tool completely for free. Next week, we talk about how do we create a marketing dashboard, something that allows us to actually keep track of where we're spending our money and how certain channels where we're spending money are performing. I look forward to seeing you then. Till next time, lead well and go be great.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you struggling to turn clicks into clients and grow your business with confidence? Well, DirectClicks has helped over 1,000 businesses increase their lead volume by an average of 300%. Built by business owners, for business owners, DirectClicks specializes in custom marketing solutions that deliver real results. From paid search campaigns and performance max to SEO and social media management, they provide the comprehensive digital marketing your business needs to grow. Here's an exclusive offer for our listeners to the Above the Business podcast. If you visit directclicksinc.com/above the business, you'll get a free marketing campaign audit. They'll assess your website, social media, SEO, content, and paid advertising. Then they'll provide actionable recommendations. Plus, when you choose to partner with them, they'll waive all your setup fees. Don't miss this opportunity to grow your business with proven marketing strategies with DirectClicks. directclicksinc.com/above the business.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during signup. Visit coachpconsulting.com to get started.